Hi, welcome to Friday's edition of the award-winning Gutter with me, your host Rob Gullman, as always in the chair, and joining me today are Joshy Sexton. Big up to Josh. And I've got a debut from Sajid Iqbal. Hello, Sajid. How are you?
Hi, Rob. Yeah, good. Can't complain, good. Mate.
I hope you're going to enjoy your first Gutter showing. And we've got to help guide you through. We've got Mo Stewart as well. Hi, Mo.
Hi, Rob. I'm glad you're not confused by my name anymore.
No, because we're doing this via Zoom, so I'm seeing people's names underneath. And I will call Mo Morris at some point because it says it on the screen, which compels me to say it. It feels a bit odd. Why am I saying hi and getting you to sort of semi-introduce yourself? I think it's because it's Zoom. I'll stop talking shit and get right down to the business at hand. Yesterday's news was full of stories. It was the announcement of Jordan Henderson at his new club in Saudi and talk of the Fabinho deal finally being on track and due to be concluded. I think that was evident by the fact that he didn't board the plane with the rest of the LFC squad as they went to Singapore yesterday. Mo, let me start with you because I can see you on my screen. That's prompting me. There's been something of a narrative, I feel, that since the news of Fabinho and Henderson's imminent departures broke a couple of weeks ago, that this all caught Liverpool by surprise, that this was unplanned for and reasonably so. Liverpool couldn't have expected this to happen. Not the club haven't necessarily said that, so I may be doing them a disservice, but there's been a suggestion of that, shall we say. Regardless of where it comes from or not, and the veracity of it, would you buy that line? Do you think it's possible that the club have been very badly caught out, not through no fault of their own, shall we say?
I mean, well, one of the people saying it has been me, so yeah, I would. To be honest, it's weird though, because I kind of have sympathy for both sides, because yes, I do believe they've been caught on the hop, but I have also been saying clearly they would have had a Henderson and Fabinho succession plan already up and running.